Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, broadcasting to you today from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower in Midtown Atlanta, overlooking the majestic Buckhead skyline, where the skies are clear and it's darkening because we are getting close to the shortest day of the year as fall is winding up, giving way to winter, which this year is supposed to be one of the coldest in history, which is certainly surprising since undergoing global warming, or at least we're told that we are, which of course is actual nonsense, but you know, c'est la vie. Today is a great day for the program. When I started doing this several years ago, I did so because I wanted people to hear a different perspective, a different point of view. In 2008, when Barack Obama first started running for office, I started blogging about who he was as versus who he portrayed himself to be. And the difference was startling. And we've been going after this for a long, long time. And we had a great victory last Tuesday. Now, this time, last Monday, I predicted that we would have 53-47 Republicans. Right now, we have 52-46 with two elections still outstanding, the one in Alaska, where Begich is the senator and is behind Sullivan by about 8,000 votes, with 50,000 from the rural areas to be accounted for. And they're actually thinking that that he not only won't make up the difference, but that there will be actually a few more for Sullivan, which means that will be another seat for the Republicans. And then, as you know, we have the runoff in Louisiana, where Mary Landrieu has run her campaign almost exclusively saying that she should be elected again because she is the chairman of the powerful Senate Energy Committee. Except for, guess what? She's not going to be that anymore because the Democrats are no longer in charge. So with Cassidy picking up way more of the votes from the second Republican that was running, the Tea Party favorite, I think that we're going to end. I think that, you know, Landrieu is toast, and that after December 6th, we're going to have 54-46. And the shellacking that we predicted came about. Now, all of the great pundits weren't saying that, were they? What were they saying, Richard? My brother Dick's on the phone. How are you doing this evening?
Good. So you're saying that Andrew will become burnt toast. Is that what we're saying?
We like will be burnt toast. And, you know, Harry Reid is just bitter that he has lost all his power, and I am thrilled. He and Obama are at each other's throats now. And, you know, here Reid did everything to protect the president, and the president, you know, essentially has blamed the candidates. I mean, he said that, you know, that the election, that all of his issues were on the ballot, but they, the American people soundly repudiated him. So, he has gone from Messiah to pariah in 6 years. I kind of like the sound of that one, don't you, Richard?
Yeah. It's got a nice ring.
From
to
Messiah
it,
to pariah. But, you know, this is a very dangerous time because the Democrats are still in charge. I'm glad that Obama's out of the country. I'm sure he is too, but he really can't do the things that he wants to do while he's out. I wonder if he'll even consider doing, and when we say some of the things, he wants to grant amnesty to all of these illegal aliens, which Mitch McConnell and others have said, you know, that's like waving a red flag in front of a bull. And I agree. I think that it's unconscionable. But here's the thing. I believe that in Obama's narcissism, there is this obsession almost to punish the American people for repudiating him. What don't we want? We don't want amnesty. We don't want porous borders. And he knows it. The hard left wants it. And he just says, well, I'm going to do it because I'm representing the 2/3 of the voters who sat at home and didn't vote at all. So I want their voices to be heard, even though they didn't speak. His assumption, because he wants to assume it, is that they validate him and his agenda. Because he's got nothing else. You know, you don't find people standing up and defending Barack Obama much anymore, do you?
Well, other than, you know, like Al Sharpton and his cronies.
Well, you know, sure. But just in your dealings with the, and you live in a very liberal state.
Unfortunately, yes.
You don't, are there many people that are just like, you know, well, I believe he's doing a good job. Do you hear that anymore?
No. It may be a liberal state, but they're fairly intelligent, and I know how badly he's down the river without a paddle. But
there are,
this is a very strange state. I mean, we did elect Pocahontas, you know.
Yes, that's exactly right. And yet, you and I both know how conservative people in Massachusetts are about a lot of things.
Yeah.
It is kind of amazing. But the Republicans have a majority in both houses. That means that the Senate, on January 3rd, maybe it's the 6th, but it's one of the two, will be sworn in, 6th, and both houses, all of Congress, will be in opposition to the executive branch, Obama. And in the interim, they're going to try and get this, I don't know, I forgot what her name is, the black woman who's going to be the attorney general, who's from a prosecutor from Brooklyn. Now, she doesn't know Obama. I like that. She's not one of his cronies. I don't care if she's a black woman from Brooklyn. My guess is that being a prosecutor from Brooklyn, New York, she's seen it all.
Pretty tough.
Yeah, she could be.
Yeah.
The new appointment to the Veterans Administration says he's got a list of 1,000 people that work for them that are going to be replaced because they have, you know, they have just disregarded the, you know, what they're supposed to do and everything else. And so, you know, okay, good. I mean, Obama's still the president. You know, there are people that continue to say, well, he needs to be impeached, and then with, you know, with this, that, and the other, and, you know, and tried in the Senate and thrown out of office if he's convicted. But it takes more votes than the Republicans have. I don't think this is going to happen. I don't necessarily even think it's a good idea. Unless they can show, I mean, something really egregious, like the thing about Benghazi was that they took those guns and gave them to ISIS, and ISIS, you know, used them and is using them to, you know, behead people and things like that. I think that could end up doing Obama in, but maybe not even that. But the Republicans, once they get in there, Obama is, you know, just determined he's going to do this, that, and the other. But Congress controls the money.
Yeah.
Period. I mean, without disrupting the entire government, they can do some things. Here are some suggestions that I have for them. One, don't fund any more trips for Michelle Obama, period. Have an investigation into her daughters for being paid to go on
senior advisor
like they're on staff. That's illegal, and it's corruption. Take the Secret Service protection away from Valerie Jarrett. She's not even a cabinet person. How does she get Secret Service protection, and how is that funded? And why does traffic in Washington, D.C. have to stop and they clear roads for her to go through? This Iranian Muslim, Obama's favorite person. Now, those kinds of things will disrupt Obama's world rather substantially. Okay, here's another one. No more second planes to take the dog. Now, you know the reason they won't let the dog go on the plane when they go to Martha's Vineyard and stuff like that is because Muslims won't allow a dog that they consider to be unclean, you know, to fly with them and stuff like that. It just isn't something that they will do. And, you know, I think that we're just going to, like, come out of the closet for Obama and just say, you know what? Guy is a closet Muslim at best. I mean, he says he's a Christian, my eye. He favors Islam. I think that they need to be taking a look at what he is intending to do with Iran to allow them to go nuclear when they're just, even as of today, saying how they are going to annihilate Israel, our ally, our only real ally in the Middle East. I don't know if you noticed it in the press conference, but Obama was talking about, you know, the energy sector and how well it's doing, and he was taking credit for it because of the fracking, or nearly all of it is done on private land, and he's done everything he can to keep public land from having the minerals taken out. And we have this vast oil supply and natural gas supply and coal. Just by the way, you know, this seat in West Virginia with Rockefeller leaving, PETO won. She got 62% of the vote, 63 maybe, and the other, you know, just got 35. In other words, that's like a 2-to-1. I mean, that's huge. I want to say one other thing here. We just consistently still hear all of this bull about part of this is racially oriented. In South Carolina, black male conservative senator received 61% of the vote. There was South Carolina, that's where the Civil War started. We don't care about somebody's color. We care about what they think and how they'll vote. And if they will honor the Constitution of the United States of America and the rule of law, which Barack Obama will not do, nor will Holder. Holder's been his, like, personal lawyer and cop to keep anything happening to let the corruption continue. I heard just the other day, and this was actually, I mean, some of these things, even though they shouldn't, are still pretty surprising. For example, did you know that the IRS never really looked for Lois Lerner's emails? They have a subpoena to do it, to produce them, and they didn't even bother to do it. If that's not contempt of Congress, I don't know what is. If I, on the House Ways and Means Committee, I would think, what does the IRS need to function? How many billions of dollars? Let's just say it's 300 billion. Say, okay, this is what they need. That is what their bare bones is that they need to function. Let's take 10% away from that and make it 270. Let's let them feel the economic sting of their arrogance. We really don't need an IRS anyway, frankly. If we had a flat tax, you know, people, their whole tax form would be one sheet of paper.
Yeah.
Every year, for at least the past quarter century, I've had to pay substantial bills to CPA to do my taxes because they're so involved in being in business for myself and this and that and the other. I have to sign my name for things that I really only marginally understand. And I'm a smart guy. So are you. I mean, you know, I mean, it, some people have these little short things that they can do and they can figure out their taxes in a couple of hours, do TurboTax or something like that. But if you run any kind of business of your own, they're very involved. And if you just do it yourself, boy, you'll miss out on a whole lot of tax breaks that you can have.
The tax code is almost as big a book as Obamacare is.
And you know what? In the next, before Christmas, you remember all of these things that Obama put off till after the midterm elections because he wanted to save the Senate? They're all going to be coming out and people are going to open up an envelope that's going to say, oh, by the way, your health care cost has gone from $410 a month to $1,250. And, of course, you know what Obama's thing is? Well, you might have to not have a cable. You've got to make choices. And the choice is as to whether to fund corruption of those who will be managing this, that it, you know, because everything that Obama does has turned to corruption. And you know what? Here's what, you know, I haven't heard anybody really give our kind of perspective on what this election means. I mean, this is a message that we want constitutional law, the rule of law, and an end to corruption. Corruption. I mean, everything that Obama touches, he's got the, you know, the Midas touch where it turns to gold. He's got the touch and it turns to you know what. And he has people who are making, who are fleecing the American people. And we have staggering debt. We're at $18 trillion now, up from 10 when Obama started. $8 trillion. Trillion. That means that the
average when he says. You ever when he says that the debt's going down, what in the hell is he talking about? I don't understand that. He said that a couple of times lately, you know, in these speeches, that the I don't see it doing anything but going up and up and up.
Well, I don't either. It is baffling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it certainly isn't something that's real. Now, when he took office, this is something that people don't know. When he took office, the average taxpayer owed $53,000 as their part of the national debt. That's a lot. Now it's 153. Every taxpayer has had an additional $100,000 put on their shoulders because of Barack Hussein Obama's corruption, mismanagement, deceit, fraud, and ineptitude. $100,000 per person. You just had a new grandson, Lennox.
Yep.
He's if he was born 2008, at his christening he would owe for debt $53,000. Now he owes $153,000.
Yeah.
You know what?
And he hasn't made a penny yet either. I'm trying to get him to work, but yeah.
Now, I mean, this isn't going to adversely impact you and I as much as it is our children and grandchildren. Not even close. But the reason that we talk about it consistently is because we know what we're talking about, and we think that this is a horrific thing that has been foisted on the American people, and oh, aren't they so excited? You know, here we have the first black president, the post-racial president, the great unifier, the most racist, divisive president in American history, who has put $100,000 extra dollars on each taxpayer's plate. That's a lot of debt. That's a lot of extra debt. And what do we have for it? Nothing. Now, the Obamas have lived high on the hog, and so have their cronies. That's why they were so soundly defeated. This is some
people
big time
are just
stuff.
Fed up. People are fed up. Yeah.
And you know, if it had come out a week earlier about Shaheen being the point person for the IRS scandal in the Senate, Scott Brown would be the senator-elect in New Hampshire, too.
Yeah.
They got past all of the criminality and, all these people. Well, I don't even know that I voted for, for him for president in 2012 or 2008. And yet, their voting record in the Senate was like 97% in favor of Obama policies or 99%. I mean, all of these people, and they just lied through their teeth. And the American people finally said, to hell with this noise. I'm done with it. I'm done with this, with people speaking, we'll just do it like Pocahontas would say it. White men speak with forked tongue. Well, these Democratic senators have been speaking with a forked tongue. And they got the you-know-what kicked out of them, and I could not be happier about it. What about you?
They got forked, all right. They got forked good. Pitch forked.
Well, now, I hear these pundits saying, this could be good for Hillary in 2016. I don't know. What kind of hubris is this? This is nonsense.
How can any of it be good for her?
Well, we know what she's like. She's as deceitful as they come. She's responsible for four people dying in Benghazi. And what difference at this point does it make? It's going to haunt her. And, by the way, corporations don't create jobs. That kind of nonsense is going to haunt her, too. That she's going to be the next president, if you ask me. And, if Obama does this amnesty thing, it's going to be all-out war, not just with Congress, but with the American people and people like us. And our voices are way more.
Well, let me ask you a question.
And it isn't just you and me. Huh?
If he wants to do the amnesty thing, how is he going to fund it?
I'm not sure what all would need to be. That's a good question. Let's think about that a little bit. Anyway, we're done. This is a great day. This time last week, I was as nervous as a pregnant nun. But now I'm feeling my oats. How about you, young man?
Absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely.
Good day in bedrock.
There you go. Good day in bedrock. All right, listen, we're out of time. So I'm very grateful and humbled because God has honored us that we will not do wrong and abide by this evil. So let me just say, as I always do, thank you. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Good night.